News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. We began this effort yesterday, and fortunate enough to have such a great relationship with folks from the Riley County Health Department and within the health community here. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is joining us via phone this morning. Julie, good morning, and thank you once again for keeping our listeners up to date as to what's happening. There's no shortage of things to talk about, is there?
No, certainly not.
Well, one of the first things comes to mind, we still have yet to see any confirmed cases of coronavirus in Riley County.
That is right. As of yesterday, there have been no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Riley County. We did learn late yesterday that there is a positive in Morris County, one of our surrounding counties, and I believe that puts us at 22 positive cases in Kansas.
So there's been some steps that have been taken by the Riley County Commissioners with regards to facilities, and let's talk a little bit about the impact of closing public access to the health department and other Riley County facilities.
Sure. As of yesterday, as a local health officer, I did recommend the Board of Health order the county buildings closed to public access. The Board of County Commissioners sitting as the Board of Health agreed unanimously with that recommendation to close the building starting today. They'll be closed for 14 calendar days, and at that point, we'll reevaluate. So all buildings are closed except those deemed essential, like EMS, the police station, and the transfer station. So you can check our Facebook for numbers to call concerning services you might need to reach out to, or you can always call our main line at the health department. And that number is 785-776-4779. I will ask that you please be patient if we don't get right back to you, as we are experiencing a high volume of callers every day.
How are folks handling the new screening call center line that you have? I know that this is something that you implemented this week, that number 785-323-6400. Are those lines being busy?
Oh, yeah, they are. I think manageable, but busy. As of yesterday around noon, I know they had about seven or eight callers. So they are being utilized, and that's good. That's hopefully taking some of the burden off of our primary care providers and the hospital. So we do urge community members, if you have symptoms such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, please call that number for screening, and that healthcare professional will direct you in the right direction.
And that direction, would that then go to if you feel like they qualify through that screening for potential coronavirus, do you recommend that they go to their local doctors then after that or to the hospital?
Yeah, we recommend then that they call their primary care provider. They may, if they're in a dire situation, they may call the hospital or present at the hospital, but we really want to want them to call ahead of time wherever they're going. So, yeah, the healthcare professional in that screening line will make sure to tell them that.
What are you hearing from healthcare professionals, how they're keeping up with the load of calls and patients?
Yeah, so we have daily conversations with our healthcare providers. We actually have a weekly meeting with all of the local healthcare providers, including many of our small centers, all the way up to our hospital. So we keep in close contact, and they are handling the situation. Some of them are being more creative and doing their own thing. And really, that's what this is all about. We have to work as a community together to really be creative and do what we can with limited resources.
Let's talk a little bit about, Julie, about some of the hospital aspects. And you're encouraging people to not go to the emergency room.
Right, not unless absolutely needed. And so that is one of the reasons we put together the call center, and we're sending out messages that unless it's a life-threatening situation, we do want you to try to utilize other systems that are available.
How's the capacity at Ascension Via Christi these days?
We've been in close contact with Bob Koppel, CEO, and We're monitoring that situation. Actually, we have daily conversations with him, daily check-ins. So we'll learn more about their situation later this morning. And I know Bob and I are both going to be on Insight later.
In Focus.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, In Focus. later, actually tomorrow, we'll be on In Focus.
And with regard to the hospital, I know that they're making some changes with elective procedures, you know, things like like knee replacements and et cetera. So they're trying to make sure that the urgent need is taken care of first.
Right. Yep. They put out a notice that's really what it's about, is the urgent situations are taken care of, and so that's the message that we're really trying to send out. So,
what do you have as far as supplies for the coronavirus tests?
We're looking okay right now, but it will be limited here in the near future. So, again, we're really trying to work together as a community and as the healthcare community, and we're looking at ways to get more kits. We've been doing that as a health department for weeks now, and hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of them in the next week or so.
Well, we've covered a lot of topics, Julie, and there's probably a lot more that I haven't touched base on, because we want to try to be as cognizant of time and trying to get as much information as we possibly can in the short time that we have here on the air. But one thing is that we want to try to make sure that people don't panic about these situations, because that can add to a lot of anxiety.
Right. Don't panic, but please be cautious and remember your neighbor. Just because you may not be at risk, your neighbor might be. So keep that in mind to protect the health and safety of everyone. And I would urge people to stay inside as much as possible. Only get out to get the necessities like food and health care, things like that. It's okay to take a walk on a trail somewhere, but it's a different story if you're at a playground. We really advise not to congregate in large groups and be around a lot of people. Try not to dine in if you can help it. Try to do takeout option as much as possible. We really want to urge people to proceed with caution and remember your neighbor.
Yeah. There's a lot of resources that our residents can utilize to get more information. And why don't you give us a quick update on where people can find more details from the Riley County Health Department?
Sure. We keep our Facebook up to date regularly. We post regular, and it's all COVID-19 information. So please check our Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, you can check our website. We keep that up to date as well. That's RileyCountyKS.gov. You can also check KDHE's website at KDHEKS.gov.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to share this morning?
Not right now.
Wow. You answered all my questions with efficiency. Great work.
Good.
Great work. Well, look forward to having you join us again tomorrow morning here live in the same segment, but also as part of In Focus. And as you are aware, we're doing our In Focus interviews via telephone these days to try to eliminate, social contact and such. But we certainly appreciate all the work that you and your staff are doing. Kudos to everybody. Extend that from all of us here. Well, and I'm going to just say on behalf of K-Man, but we've got a grateful listenership and residency that is very, very appreciative of you and your staff, and then all the healthcare providers in the community. And that's a that's a load of work, isn't it?
It is. But thank you. Thanks for your support.
Certainly. Julie Gibbs, Director of the Riley County Health Department, joining us via phone this morning and bringing us up to date on COVID-19 with regards to Riley County primarily. 7-Eleven and News Radio KMAN. We'll take a break and come back with our forecast next.
KMAN News is brought to you by Bank of the Flint Hills. Check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more all remotely 24/7 with the free Bank of the Flint Hills app. Learn more.